What we are doing here today at First Church, recognizing and celebrating the faith, the wisdom, the experience of our silver and gold members, is a time-honored tradition. And when I say time-honored, I mean since ancient times, elders have been recognized and respected as true gifts to a community of faith, true gifts to be treasured. Since ancient times, elders have been considered to be among society's most valuable members. The Middle Eastern and Mediterranean cultures that gave rise to our Judeo-Christian tradition truly venerated old age. The Arabic term sheikh, which means leader, originally meant elder, a term of immense social significance and honor. You see, a leader is most often an elder, and an elder is most often a leader. And in the Old Testament, we hear that a gray head is a crown of glory. In the book of Leviticus, we are exhorted to honor the face of the old. And so, as you will now hear, as Sue reads selections from Holy Scripture, we are called to truly honor our elders, honor these leaders of the church, honor these gray-headed people of faith, for it is so true, many years teach wisdom.
The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I said, let days speak, and many years teach wisdom. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Your power and your righteousness, O God, reach the high heavens. Is wisdom with the aged and understanding in length of days? For they will scarcely brood over days of their lives because God keeps them occupied with the joy of their hearts. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Even to your old age, I am he. Even when you turn gray, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
So as this silver and gold celebration approached, Kate and I realized something that we've realized for many years. In addition to an amazing group of 40 and 50 year members here at First Church, we have a truly amazing group of folk in their 90s. So we took the liberty of assuming that those of you who are our silver and gold members who are in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, wouldn't be too offended if we focus today about those in the 90s. You okay with that? You're okay, you won't be feel slighted. Yeah, to reach the 90s is an amazing feat, accomplishment, gift from God. And so we began to think that we wanted to really highlight. We've been thinking about this actually for a few years. So today's the day. And part of this is, as many of you know, we begin with our own personal stories. As many of you who have been here have heard Kate and I talk over the years about the 90-plus-year-olds in our own lives. We are blessed, myself with a mother. Kate will speak about grandmothers. My mother is 98, still living at Cromwell Covenant Village. She maybe has some short-term memory issues, but she can still ask good questions, good analytical mind, loves to laugh, loves to pass on wisdom. And again, for some of you who've been here over the years, for a few summers, I would take my mom up to a seaside cottage in Maine, just the two of us, and we'd spend the week together. I'd do my biking and some work, and she would sit on the porch and just enjoy the beauty of the Maine coastline. And I came back one Sunday in the summer, that summer, and shared a sermon that I entitled Words to Live By, Words to Live By. And I may be a little biased, but her words to live by are pretty darn good. And I've got just a few that I shared that Sunday I'll share with you now. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Always glad I go to church, calms my soul and gets me ready for another week. Picture the Bible, she said that week. Don't worry about what you wear, the flowers, the birds. Don't worry about tomorrow. Remember those less fortunate. I have two people I want to visit when I get back home. One woman younger than me who is blind, and my high school friend in the hospice of the nursing home. Why does our nation always have to be at war? Ever hopeful as I drove down Park Avenue reciting the 23rd Psalm. I never blame God for life's tragedies and bad things, but always thank God for the good things in life. And then finally, I love to just sit here. I'm going to miss this. This is God's world. Thanks be to God for my mother's many years of love and wisdom.
As David already mentioned, I have been blessed with two grandmas who were full of faith and love and wisdom. One was an adopted grandma. She was my next door neighbor when we lived in Sherman on the western side of the state. And she didn't have one of the greatest tragedies. She didn't have children or grandchildren, but I just adopted her and asked her if I could call her grandma, and she happily agreed. So we lived on a very busy street, but my mom would let me truck over to her house right next door. And often we'd play cards together. She taught me rummy. We'd have milk. I didn't like fresh milk, so she had powdered milk just for me, and she'd give it to me in a shot glass. I did not know it was a shot glass at the time. And chocolate chip cookies. She's the best chocolate chip cookie maker ever. But before every snack or meal that we had together, what do you think we did? Grace. We gave thanks. Even for this cookie and this powdered milk, we gave thanks for sustenance, for food, and for our companionship. Grandma Novak was amazing. She lived to be 96 and eventually had to move out of her home and went into a nursing home. And Mom and I would drive to Poughkeepsie, New York, and see her. And in her room, she had a bulletin board with all these pictures. And she'd say to me, "Honey, I don't remember all their names, but I pray for them every night. I pray for them to know they are loved." Grandma had a hard life. Many of you have heard some of her journey, and yet she lived each day grateful and thankful, appreciating those around her. My other grandma, who some of you know and have met because she comes to worship here sometimes at First Church, she's 92 and lives in Middletown. She's an amazing lady. I was a nervous kind of kid, nervous about real things, nervous probably about pretend things, and so she taught me a poem. Many of you have heard it. God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. I now am wise, I now am true, patient, kind, and loving too. All things I am, can do, and be through Christ, the truth that is in me. God is my health, I can't be sick. God is my strength, I'm failing quick. God is my all, I have no fear, since God and love and truth are here. She taught that to me when I was 7, and I still say it to myself often. A few years ago, she stood before all of you and recited an Easter poem. She messed up a few times, but you all stayed with her. My grandmother doesn't remember who I am most days, yet her faith has not wavered. Where is her favorite place to be? But church. singing the hymns. She's a lifelong choir member, praying, being with family, knowing that she is loved. I give thanks to God for my Grandma Har and my Grandma Novak and their long lives of love and wisdom.
And the shot glass remembered I forgot the best story about my mom, so I've got to throw this one in there. So I've messed up. I was going to share her best line, which I think I also included in a sermon, at that seaside porch. It was 5 o'clock somewhere in the world. It was 5 o'clock there. And she was watching, getting ready to watch the sunset. And so I took her evening gin and tonic. And as I handed it to her, she said, "Heaven."
I almost told that story for him, but I thought it would be not as powerful.
So now we get to our own wonderful group of 90 plus year olds. So a few weeks ago when we sort of came up with this idea, that we sent a letter, Kate and I sent a letter to a big group of 90 plus year olds, and 6 of them responded and gave us permission to share with you here now. And so it's our privilege to share you the love, the wisdom of some of our 90 year olds in this family of faith. I'll begin by going over to Elsie Bauer. Elsie was confirmed in a Lutheran church in 1936, and that always took place on Palm Sunday in that tradition. And each confirmand was given a verse, and hers was John 15:5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Thank you. And I in them bear much fruit, because apart from you, you can do nothing." Each confirmand would stand up, do better than I did, and recite their verse. Elsie said, "This confirmation program helped guide and lead me in the right direction. It had a big impact on me." Then, when beloved John died a few years ago, was in Glastonbury Healthcare, the family, she reports, we all joined hands, and John shared how blessed he was by a loving wife, a good family, wonderful children and grandchildren. Then she said, as we left Glastonbury Healthcare, after an all-day rain, a rainbow appeared. Grandson Chris remarked, "My gosh, what an evening." Everyone agreed it was a sign of God's blessing. And then Elsie reported when she came back, Elsie's very smart. She goes to Florida in the wintertime. So when she arrived back just about a month or so ago, she said, "The joy of First Church, the welcome back from Florida, greetings from people from across the meeting house. So good to see you, so happy to have you back, the people around me in the pews. It is overwhelming, simply overwhelming, the welcome back I receive." And then Elsie regularly exclaims, "My Lord, what a morning. And thank you, Lord, for another day to be with family." Thanks be to God for Elsie's many years of love and wisdom.
We were plotting out where all these various people sit, so I have the blessing of talking about Georgia Grunder. Amazing words. David and I just wanted to share them all with you. She reflects, Georgia did, on how we are to celebrate the connections and love that we have for one another. These are Georgia's words, not mine. "My faith has taught me that we are all one brotherhood under our Heavenly Father, and it has given me the guidelines to follow to help create the world that God intended. The most important thing in life is love and caring for all in that brotherhood." Georgia goes on to explain how worship is so very important to her. And I can picture her reaction to this, a time to be inspired, being able to think yes to words from the pulpit and the music so beautifully rendered, brings Georgia great joy. Thanks be to God for Georgia's many years of love and wisdom.
Bonnie Meadors, it's been our privilege to have you join in this community of faith. And you wrote, "My Christian faith and participation in the community of church life was a central focus of my life and my family in younger years. My husband and I were very active in our church community, involved in teaching Sunday school, directing Bible school, missionary support, activities, and church leadership." Then you wrote, "I am concerned about the role of religion for future generations, and I hope that young people today recognize there is a God and can find comfort and community in the church as I have. And at First Church, I greatly appreciate the worship services, the music, and the people who are members of this community. Thanks be to God, Bonnie, for your many years of love and wisdom."
Marion Hallis, she is featured on the cover of your bulletin, wearing a crown, I believe it is, since she's been a member since 1941, a member of this beloved faith community. Her words are inspirational, so listen now. "Living and faith go hand in hand. We eat, drink, sleep, cope with stressful jobs, problems, and relationships, but we know the Lord is always with us. The outcome might not be of our choosing, but we are never alone. We read, 'Be still and know that I am God.' So take every day to listen, to think, to love, and to give thanks. There is happiness and there is joy. I found happiness associating with fellow parishioners in worship, serving on committees, and being at social events. I found joy in the choir, singing the words of our Heavenly Father. Thanks be to God for you, Marion, and for your love and for your wisdom."
Mary Gavin writes, "My Christian faith has been important throughout my life. I was brought up in the Christian faith and went to the Windsor Congregational Church at an early age, where my mother was a deacon and faithful active member. I taught Sunday school in my teens without much guidance and had trouble explaining to myself and to the kids the crossing of the Jordan by the Israelites. How could you stop a river from flowing?" And then Mary went on to share, "People are not always as they appear. You need to look deeper into a person's heart before passing judgment. My mother never spoke ill of anyone and was always able to find some redeeming quality. I believe that God helps us to find that redeeming quality." She also shared the philosophy of helping others, starting as young children in church school and continuing on with every age group to make our members aware that there are many people less fortunate than we globally, and we can help. And then Mary concludes, "The beauty of our music often brings tears to my eyes. The wonder of God's love offered to us by our ministers and all they say and do is contagious and makes for a wonderful church family. Mary, thank you for your many years of love and wisdom."
You know I'm coming for you, Eva. These words, I just can't say it enough, were just inspiring, brought David to tears, but just the joy and all that you share with us, each and every one of you. "Unbeknownst to me," Eva writes, "my Christian faith had its beginning as young as four. My parents cared for a dying cousin of my father. And for the rest of the time with them, they were always caring for, in one way or another, family, friends, neighbors, and strangers, too. Families looked to my parents for friendship and nurturing in a new setting." Eva continues, "I have continued their example with being as open toward my fellow travelers in this life. We all need someone to care. I have received this care, too. We are told to walk our way in faith, not always knowing what lies before us, What is to come will test us, but we know by faith that we are not alone. God, our family and friends will guide us, support us, and strengthen us. Eva concludes, I find real joy in the myriad of ways we spread our own caring to the town, to the area, to the hurting people everywhere. It feels good to know we can make a difference, and we do. Thanks be to God, Eva, for your many years of love and wisdom.
And so, friends, today we do raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving to God for the many years of love, wisdom, faith, commitment of our silver and gold members, but also of these precious group of 90-plus-year-olds.
So why did we share these stories? Well, to challenge us and to inspire us to go out into this hurting world and to be full of gratitude and compassion, hope and joy, taking note of these amazing people in our midst and our faith that will support us and nurture us in all that we do and say. So we go out challenged and inspired, and let the people say,
Amen.